Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 252. And if you feel like you're struggling with weight loss, it's probably time to relax those rules. Anytime you feel like you can't live up to the expectations of the program you're on, change the rules, relax them, set it up to where the game that you're playing every day, because you can absolutely look at fitness and weight loss as a game. Every time you go to the gym, you get points. Every time you take, you know, you get a certain amount of steps, your Fitbit goes green. It is a game. And, you know, I think what a lot of people forget is we as individuals control the rules of the game that we're playing. The only thing that has to happen at the end of the day is that the estimated amount of calories on your fitness tracker that you've consumed for the day has to be less than the amount of calories that the tracker on your arm. So let me back up. The estimated calories in the tracking app that you use need to be less than the estimated calories that the tracker on your wrist says that you burned. Like, so whatever it takes for you to get there, and to do that consistently most days over a long period of time, means that you're going to be successful losing weight. That's it. So it's up to you to set yourself up to be successful. And I've seen, and this is an ongoing thing, guys. People talk about that they're not able to follow through, that they're failing, that they're self-sabotaging. And I'll tell you what, the easiest way to fix all of this is to start setting yourself up to be successful. If you are trying to follow a low-carb eating plan and you, for whatever reason, pick a number of carbs or net carbs that you're trying to hit a day, 20, 50, 100, whatever, and what you're seeing from your data is that you're able to eat, I don't know, 70 carbs a day on average, or 120 carbs a day on average, which, by the way, any of that would be considered a low carb diet. If you've been around the weight loss industry for a while, you know that these super ultra low carb eating plans are just kind of the gradual evolution from a mainstream perspective of, if we're doing low carb and we're eating this many and this is good, since restricting carbs can help you, you know, drop weight and manipulate the water weight a little bit faster, then more would be better. So that's how we get from the fact where, like, a low-carb diet would be considered 150 grams of carbs or less, then it was 120, then it was 100, then it was 80, and then you see things all the way down now to where we have, like, a zero-carb challenge. So here's the thing. If the only thing that matters is the deficit that you're putting yourself in, and it all comes back to that. Now look, whatever program you're following, whether you're tracking points, whether you're tracking macros as a whole, or you're tracking carbs, or you're tracking net carbs, or whatever layers that you're doing on top of this, you have to be burning more energy than you're taking in. And like I said before, and it's very important when we're talking about calories, those numbers that you see on the tracking apps that you're putting in, the numbers that you see on food labels, the numbers that you see on your Fitbit, the numbers that you see on the cardio equipment at the gym, those are estimates, okay? Like, it's an estimated number of how much energy you're taking in, how much you're burning. Now, if we want to get real fancy, we can start talking about when you eat something, you actually don't absorb all the calories that you take in. So if I eat a banana and it's 100 calories, I might take in 104 of those calories. You might only take in 73. And then we look at the fact that those numbers, those nutrition labels, those are estimated numbers. And a lot of those are estimated numbers from years ago. So, like, they're estimates, guys. They are great numbers to look at, and they're great numbers to get an idea from, but they are not absolutes. And that carries over into what we're talking about, because I think too many people, when it comes to what they eat, how they exercise, they look at this stuff in absolutes. So you're going to, what you're really doing here, okay, you're trying to work on the stuff that's right in front of you. So like today is Saturday. I am going to go work out. That's right in front of me. I had coffee this morning, and I am back to tracking my calories too, in addition to doing the PN lessons and doing my training for the 10K. I have brought the calorie tracking back. So like this morning I was making my coffee and I just decided I'm going to take a sip of it right now, actually. But I'm just going to do my iced coffee black. So not going to put creamer in. So I decided that I'm not going to have the extra 35, 40 calories from that, the estimated 35 or 40 calories in that. That was just a choice that I decided to make. I'm cool with it. If I would have decided to put the half and half in and a packet of sugar, then, you know, that estimated 75, 80 calories would have been something I would have been fine with. So, you know, we're looking at these numbers that are estimates, and we're trying to control the stuff that's right in front of us, because that's actively right now as we're doing something, that's what we can control. And what happens is it's really, there's a balancing act that needs to be done, because you want to control the stuff that's within your, you want to focus on controlling the stuff that's within your control, but you don't want to fixate on that. And when I say fixate on that, if you make enough of those things that those choices that aren't adding up to whatever the rules are you're following, okay, you'll start to, instead of just focusing on those actions, you're fixating on them, and you're labeling yourself as struggling or failing or self-sabotage or whatever, okay? Please break this stuff down in the simplest form. If you're trying to lose weight, you're trying to have an estimated less calories than the estimated calories that you're burning. That's all it is. So everything else is just a layer on top of that. And so when you're looking at a program and you have to fit in and get a certain amount of points, or you have just a certain amount of net carbs, and you feel like you're struggling through the day. And this is an ongoing conversation, guys. Like, I either have this conversation one-on-one with people, or I see this in my feed, or I see, like, you just, when you talk to people about weight loss, this is something that they talk about all the time. I'm struggling. I'm sabotaging myself. I'm failing. No, you're not. Because, see, the actual game that you're playing is this rest of your life game, where you're developing a healthy relationship with eating and exercise and enjoying the stuff that you're doing for the rest of your life. The whole weight loss piece, it may, like, if you're starting now, and this, I totally get why, if you've been trying to lose weight for decades and saying that if you just focus on the stuff that's in front of you and not worry about how fast the scale's moving or comparing yourself to somebody else, the weight is going to come off. And then after about 2 to 3 years, wherever you are starting wise right now, you're just going to have, like, following the eating plan that you're following. Probably if you're listening to this and you're somebody that's been too restrictive and following a really rigid eating plan, it's going to be the plan that you build. Because the thing that you need to do when you feel like you're failing is relax the rules. And that's counterintuitive to what you're going to hear. Because what you're going to hear and what you're probably going to even say is, I need to get myself together. I need to get myself back on task. I've been slipping. I've been slacking. Really? Have you? Do you know what successful weight loss looks like? Do you know what a successful amount of, like, what the actions are? The actions, actually, when it comes to the food that you eat, if you are tracking, that you track the food before you eat, because you're looking at those labels, you're looking at those estimates, and you're making a decision in real time on whether or not the calories are worth it or the points are worth it. You're looking at your tracking as a budget. Is it worth me splurging on this? Is it worth me splurging on this today? It may not be, or it might be. It might be a better idea to wait and do this at another time, like when you're celebrating. I mean, like, there's a number of things that go into it. But what you're doing when you're tracking is you're taking a few moments to stop and think about what you're about to eat. And I can tell you, if you do that, a lot of what we see as the stereotype around weight loss, which is just emotional eating, reactional eating, not thinking about, like, just kind of grazing and not really thinking about how much is being taken in. And by the way, when I say that, like, if you're somebody that I think most of us will turn to food for comfort at some point. And I think if you've been in weight loss, and I can speak for myself here, like, food was a main thing used to comfort, and it still at times still is. And you have to realize, like, when you're making these choices throughout your day, that you just have to be okay with the ones that you make. And when you're like, this is, I don't want to do this anymore, trust that you're going to be able to make the change. Don't label yourself as a failure. You're not a failure until you completely just stop trying. And I don't mean you stop trying for a couple weeks. I mean, like, you have been out of it for a year or two. You have nothing. You just don't want to do it anymore. Like, you're just tired. You're just done. You're not going to, you don't see a place where you're ever going to try to lose weight ever again. Then you might be able to make a case that you failed. See, I have a kind of my default belief with people around this stuff, because I look at whatever it is that you've gone through, whether it's been like the last few months, years, or decades, you've been trying to figure this out. You've got a whole bunch of information that's been thrown at you from trial and error, from your own experiences around weight loss, and the mass marketed stuff, which you really just need to try to put that stuff to the side, because it is not helpful. But you've got all this info, and you're working through it. You're working through your process to figure this stuff out. And again, once you get into the place of focusing on what's in front of you as far as executing on actions, but not letting that focus become a fixation, your results are going to take care of themselves. And the funny part is when you don't focus on the scale and you don't focus on which the speed at which it moves, like how fast you're losing weight compared to somebody else, you start to lose weight. And you may actually end up losing weight faster than you originally thought. That's kind of funny about how all this stuff works out. And it's funny because, like, the cliche stuff, if you do this the right way, which is, again, you're focusing on the stuff that's right in front of you, but not fixating on it to the point of where you're labeling yourself as you know, something negative around it. But, like, if you do those actions and you start building those into habits and stack those habits into routines, and it just almost at times becomes automatic. Now, there's, again, still going to be times, years down the road where, like, stuff happens and it just doesn't, you know, go for you, doesn't go well for you for weeks or even a couple months. No big deal. Still, again, like, we're playing the big long-term process here. But the funny part is, like, once you start focusing on this, on the actions, those outcomes, or what a lot of people are going to call results or goals, set goals around stuff they can't control, scale number. But those outcomes, which is what they really are, those are going to take care of themselves. And they will take care of themselves sooner than you think. So again, like the cliche thing of, oh, you know, this weight takes forever to lose weight. Now, when you step back, big picture, and you're, again, like, say, because I mentioned this yesterday, say you're 30 years old now and you take the next 3 years to figure it out. So then, and you're going to live till you're 90, let's say that. So you, at 33, you've set yourself up for the next 57 years of your life. You're trading 3 years for 57. I'm well aware that things happen and, look, you know, life is fleeting. It can end at any time. I'm aware of that. But I'm also aware that if life plays out and you're here for a full lifespan, that it's not going to take you a lot of time to take the weight off. Good news. You want to lose weight fast? You will, relatively speaking. It's all in how you look at it. And that's what we started this conversation with, which was, if you feel like you're failing or self-sabotage, relax the rules. You're not failing. It's all about the lens that you're looking at it through. And I don't care how popular a plan is. I don't care how fast you initially took weight off on it. If it's messing with your head and you're having trouble sticking with it and you feel like you're failing or sabotaging yourself, like, overall, you gotta relax it, man. And start from the ground up. Build your own plan. Now look, as far as the goal setting and tracking progress, you can head over to the website and see how to do that all the time. Go to yourlevelfitness.com/framework. You'll see how to set goals daily, tie those into weekly goals, and how to track progress as you go along. And if you need help setting up your own, like, on how to do this yourself, send me a message. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me how, tell me what you think is failing. I'll say, okay, try this. See how it goes. And run that through the framework. See how it goes. I'm happy to help you. I mean, you can message me anytime on Instagram. I'm at Your Level Fitness. Yeah. DM me on Instagram, because you can email me too. Most of you guys, though, when you reach out, it's on Instagram. Email's daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. That's daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. But that's the thing. You guys, you're not, as long as you're trying and you haven't completely given up. And like, when I say completely given up again, like, we're talking a long period of time where everybody has weeks and months where, like, they just don't feel like it's clicking. And then they have times where it seems to come very, very easy. So hang in there. But actually, if your weight loss program is making you feel like crap, it's time to evaluate it, because you shouldn't. You should be very excited about the stuff that you're able to do now versus when you started this. And then you should still, like, just completely adore the person that started this with, you know, you. Adore the old you, because without the courage of the old you, you wouldn't be here doing what you're doing. So, but yeah. Let me know if I can help you. Because if you're going to take this on, you're going to do it. You need a little, like, nudge. I can help you do that. Yeah. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up here. If you know of anyone that feels like they're on the struggle bus, or they're failing, or they're sabotaging themselves, I ask that you share this message with them one-on-one. Just copy the link and share it. Facebook Messenger is good for this. Instagram DM is good for this. Text is good for this. So, this type of sharing. So, but yeah. So, thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.